Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I told these Brundage babies, no, we are not going to the pumpkin patch. We are not putting up our Halloween decorations. We are not going to put out the fake spiders and the fake spider webs and the ghouls and the goblins and all that other stuff until October 1st. I saw some of you with your pumpkin spice lattes last week. I saw you. I smelled you too with your pumpkin spice candles. But over here, we are not celebrating until October 1st. Now, did you do any pumpkin stuff, Carrie? Did you do the pumpkin spice latte? Did you do the pumpkin scented candle?
Yeah, I'm the one you're talking about. Yeah, we have.
I didn't want to call your name out. I was just gonna let you tell
on
yourself.
I've got the coffee. I've got my house is decorated.
Uh-huh,
I got I went to Gertens yesterday. Got some stuff. See? Thank you, Gertens.
That's
me you're talking
Gertens,
about.
Gertens got all of y'all early birds.
Yep.
Okay. I had to tell the kids, I was like, you can't be like Auntie Carrie. Okay, mommy is waiting until October the 1st, and then we can put our stuff out. And one of the things that they were looking forward to was this new Tricks and Treats at Valley Fair. It started yesterday. It's going until October 30th. It's Halloween for everyone, and I had to get my folks from Valley Fair over here to talk to me about it because this is something new, and you know, I just like to be new. I like to be the first one to tell y'all about my stuff so you can say, I heard on the Shaletta Show on CCO Radio. And so that's why I always try to hurry up and tell y'all about stuff first. Like, we're going to be the first ones to play the new Sounds of Blackness song later on in the show. And I want it to be, if you haven't heard about it, the first one to tell you about this at Valley Fair. So I invited my girl, Melissa Furlack, on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline to join me and talk to me about this whole new Halloween for everyone. My kids are excited about it. Girl, thank you for being on the show.
Yeah, thank you. It's so good to talk to you, Shaletta.
Girl, I know. It's been too long. And you know, my kids are,
we are
at St. John's because they have their big homecoming game today against the Cobbers, the Concordia Cobbers. And so we've got tickets to the game. And my son Andrew's taking a college tour. Now, my kids never want to listen to the show because they hear mama talking enough. Right? But I told them, I said, listen, Miss Melissa from Valley Fair is going to be on, and we're going to be talking about that new Halloween thing. And they were like, oh my God, what time? And I was like, okay, 12:05. And so apparently Mark Fry was still reading news at 12:05 because the kids were texting me from Sean's phone, like, are we talking about Valley Fair yet? Did you miss it? I'm like, now see, that's how I get my kids to listen to the show. Tell them we're going to be talking about Valley Fair, and then they'll pay attention. But you guys have something new and special going on. It kicked off just yesterday. Tricks and Treats Halloween for Everyone. Tell me all about that.
Yeah, so absolutely. You know, everybody loves Valley Fair, right? And we decided that we wanted to bring a new experience, and you know, we're all about new entertainment at Valley Fair. And so we saw this great opportunity to create Tricks and Treats, which is something that really truly has something Halloween for everyone. So what we've done is we've created four worlds inspired by different elements of the season. So when guests arrive at Valley Fair, they're sort of greeted by this grand grove of lit up maple trees that transports them into the world. And then from there, they have the choice of starting in the Land of Treats or the Land of Tricks. And so the Land of Treats consists of Sweet Tooth Acres, which is like this candy-coated wonderland, brightly colored of sweets, and Everfall, which is like a pumpkin-spiced fall paradise. Mm-hmm. The land of tricks then includes spooky spires. So think goth meets New Orleans Jazz Club and Ickyville. And Ickyville, which is like this punk paradise of kind of like creepy creatures. And there's this fun punk band called the Snots that plays. You know, each of the land has tons of incredible entertainment, characters to interact with, games to win, entertainment, food, and of course, the rides, which are just so much fun to ride on at night with everything all lit up.
Now, I mean, how did this get started? You know, how did you guys think about this, think about doing it? The land of tricks, the land of treats. It's almost like being inside of a video game or something. When I look at the pictures in the video and talk to a couple of people who actually went yesterday, you know, they're telling me, oh, my God, it was just amazing.
Yes, yes. Well, you know, we're part of the Cedar Fair family of entertainment parks, and this is something that they had sort of been dreaming up. And truly it is like, you know, you get into the minds of everybody during this time, right? Here in Minnesota, we love the sweater weather. And so, you know, it's like we thought about Everfall and having this sort of autumnal paradise that's all lit up in orange and all the warm colors and all the lovely foods to eat. I mean, each of the lands is certainly immersive within each of its themes, from not only the decor, the entertainment, but also all the foods. I mean, that's really what's incredible, is that you can come out, you can have lunch and dinner. You can have happy hour, because we do have alcoholic drinks. We've got blood bags, and we have all kinds of delicious, delicious foods and drinks to eat. And so, you know, so really it is like this sort of day-long thing. The other thing, too, that we really wanted to include was a lot of activities for kids. So, you know, they can come and they can make masks, they can make slime, they can paint pumpkins, paint rocks. You know, all of those fun things that everybody likes to do during the season, we sort of brought it all into the park. So, yeah, it's very exciting. There's so
Girl, that is, like, amazing. And it's an all-day thing. And you know, when I start looking at the food and, you know, the fall festival foods with the twist and the, you know, the Bride of Frank's ice cream and the fritters and the Black Lagoon seafood fritters with the remoulade sauce. Girl, it's just like you could spend all day out there going to all these different worlds, whether it's the land of treats and the land of tricks, and then eating and starting all over again, plus the rides. You know, talk to me about what you want parents and kids alike to take from this experience.
Well, I want them to come in costume. I want them to start it early. I know you were talking before about waiting until October 1st. Well, we're at October 1st now. So, you know, I think it's time for everybody to put on their costumes and truly, like, come out, you know, and have a great time and just be immersed. And really, I would say, let your kids be the guides through the world. You know, follow their lead, and just kind of watch them discover all the wonderful things about the Halloween season.
Yeah, it is amazing. How did you guys put this together so that you could entertain older kids, younger kids, and parents? Because that's the problem that I have. You know, you know, I've got, you know, me and Sean want to be entertained, and we still want our kids to have a good time. But damn, girl, after a couple hours, you know, we might want a drink, and y'all got drinks, and then the little kids, and Andrew, a lot of times he'll go along with them, but he's not having any fun, or they'll go with him, but they're not tall enough to ride any rides, or if it's Halloween theme, it's oftentimes fun for him, but too scary for them. How did you guys get this perfect blend where I could take my 5-year-old as well as my 16-year-old, and then Sean and I in our 50s can all go and have a good time?
Right. Well, you know, and this is something that I discovered, you know, shortly before working there, that I didn't even know, having young kids, is that there is a whole section of the park that are kids rides. So kids rides, and I would also say very sensory friendly rides. So, and that's the Planet Snoopy. So all of those rides are all open. And then, of course, we have the big rides for the bigger kids. As far as the entertainment, you know, there are activities for the younger kids so that they can sit down and they can paint pumpkins and decorate, and they can, you know, take pictures with all the cute little critters that are sort of around in all of the lands. But then also, you know, we understand, obviously, like, there are older teens that will be coming. And so that's where we really thought, like, the Land of Tricks could be more the place for the older kids, right, who love punk music, who love maybe hearing some of the favorite songs that they hear on the radio with maybe maybe a little Halloween twist put to them. Then of course for the adults, like we've got jazz playing and we have a roaming brass band as well. And so, you know, that is one thing that I believe the company really did a great job of, is really, you know, incorporating everybody from age zero to age, you know, 300. You know, how do we make sure that we're entertaining absolutely everybody that comes to the park, and that everybody who comes feels like they really felt like it was a great time and worth the day spent out there.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. Well, I know the kids and I can't wait to go. Valleyfair.com is where you can get more information. Mm-hmm. If you go right to the page, the first thing you see is Tricks and Treats, all new Halloween fun for everyone through October 30th, 2022, and I can't thank you enough, Melissa, for coming on and hanging out with me this afternoon on the Shaletta Show. It is 12:17, and we will be right back.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's been hard to find your way. In a world that seems to have come undone, seems to have come undone. And I know you've been looking for a change.
Gary Dennis Hines and Billy Steele and the Sounds of Blackness have done it again. They have given us a song for our souls to rejuvenate and revive us and to give us hope. It's their brand new single, Hold Up Your Light, from the Sounds of Blackness. Let that play for a couple more seconds here.
Know who you are. You'll see all the strength you have inside. Sweep out the ashes. Find your fire.
I love it, Carrie. Find your fire. You can find the strength you need, because, you know, these past couple of years have been difficult for everybody. There is nobody who has not been impacted by this pandemic. We've lost loved ones. We've lost jobs, businesses, companies have been shut down. Friends have gone on to glory. Some of us have lost parents and spouses to COVID. Things are not the same. And you throw in racial tension and the death of George Floyd and the shooting of Dante Wright and Amir Locke and these elections and this social media. It's just been difficult to be a light. And people who want to spread love and kindness and compassion for other people have that light just snuffed out. Sometimes you wake up and you say, I don't even want to get out of bed because this is just going to be a rough day. It's not going to be better than it was yesterday. Nothing has changed. And so to have the Sounds of Blackness come through with Hold Up Your Light, I'm going to tell y'all something right now. if you are having a difficult time, and a lot of us are, you know, I'm telling you, life is seasonal. It really is. And I've learned this from growing, from living across the street from a farm. You know, I grew up hearing about parables and that Jesus taught, and he's always using planting and reaping and sowing seeds and harvesting. And, you know, you read about that in the Bible and you hear sermons about it. But then I moved across the street from a farm, and it all became clear that life is seasonal. There's a time to harvest. There's a time to plant. Winter comes and nothing is going to grow. Right. And the one thing that I learned that, you know, hard times are seasonal. You know, I was talking to three or four girlfriends just this week, and everybody is going through something. You know, one girlfriend, you know, got depressed and said, I don't want to do this anymore. I don't want to work anymore. I just want to close up in my house. And thankfully, you know, we have three licensed professional therapists at ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com, and she was able to tap into Anissa Keys. And I called her and I said, girl, how you doing? She said, I can't talk. I'm in therapy. I said, thank God. Another girlfriend who won't answer the phone. She said, I just don't want to talk right now. I'm going through it. It's just a very difficult time. And this is emotional stuff. You know, it's just, you are drained. You did everything that you could possibly do to try to make it through these past 2.5, almost 3 years. And, you know, you get to the other side and it's just not the same. And life is seasonal, and this is a difficult season for a lot of people. So to have this song come out today, the way it has, the way it did, hold up your light. Some of our lights were shining so bright before the pandemic. I'm telling you, we had a lot of hope. We had a lot of promise. We had a lot of dreams, collaborations, things we were going to do, things we had planned. And then the world shut down, and our light went out. And so those of us who still got a little bit of light left, the last thing we do is holding it up. We're trying to save a little bit for our family. Some days I'm like, you know what? I just got enough for me and my kids. And some days I don't even have enough for them. Some days I don't even have enough for me. But I'm going to tell y'all something. This song by the Sounds of Blackness, Hold Up Your Light, I got this sucker on repeat. And I'm sharing it with those girlfriends and those guy friends who are going through difficult times right now, because it's just a reminder that you got it inside of you. You know, you were born with it. You don't have to go searching for it. That light that you're looking for, it's already planted in you. You've got the strength that you need, and that your community needs, that your household needs, that your husband needs, that your wife needs, that your kiddos need to make it, to get better. And I just tell you, I got it on repeat. That's all I've been playing. The whole drive from Cottage Grove to St. John's campus, we were listening to Hold Up Your Light from the Sounds of Blackness. And, you know, I just felt after that I could do anything. You know, the inspiring and encouraging and affirming message in this song. It reminds me of their hit song, Optimistic. Remember that one, Carrie, where they just said, keep your head to the sky. Be optimistic. You can win as long as you keep your head to the sky. I'm telling you, we have really gotten away from, you know, using music as motivation. You know, and in my house, you know, my son, Daniel, you know, he was nonverbal for 4.5 years until he heard Old Town Road. And that music prompted him to start singing and then talking. And now he's multiplying and dividing, and he's 7 years old, but he's reading on a fifth grade level. Some of the words he doesn't understand what they mean, but he can say them without even working hard to pronounce them. He just has that gift. And so we didn't understand and know that all of that was inside of him. We never thought he could talk, and music brought it out. And it's not just speech. Music can help us to feel a certain way and to reconnect with, you know, our strength and our, you know, positive attributes, and, you know, encourage us to go on and see what the end will bring. So I'm telling you, I don't know what you're playing your music on today, because we don't have record players anymore, Carrie. Remember, we used to have the 45s and the 33s and the 78s. We used to have that little hand and put it down on that vinyl and let those records play. You know, we don't have, you know, that anymore. But go to YouTube. Go to your favorite streaming service and download Hold Up Your Light from the Sounds of Blackness. I'm telling you, if you're feeling like the young people say some kind of way right now, where you feel like all hope is lost, and, you know, you're thinking about checking out, or, you know, you don't want anybody to check up on you, or you feel like you are so discouraged that you don't want to see what the end will bring, listen to this song. Download it, put it on repeat. It'll make your day right. It'll make your life right. It'll help you regain your focus and find hope. Hold Up Your Light from the Sounds of Blackness. We're going to listen to just a few more seconds of that to encourage you today. We're going to have some weather, and we're going to have some more of the Shaletta Show coming up. You know, in a couple of weeks, I'll be emceeing Frazier's Gala. The Frazier School here in the Twin Cities specializes in helping kiddos and those transitioning into adults who have special needs. They've got speech and ABA, PT and OT. They're at the center-based schools. They've got a new one in Woodbury that's so close to the house. And so many parents in the Twin Cities take the kids there and see great and amazing improvement, right? And so they've got their gala coming up. And, you know, we worked together to develop that sensory-friendly suite over at the Twin Stadium. My friends at United Healthcare donated their suite so that kiddos and adults who have special needs can go to a safe space if they want to enjoy the game and get a little overstimulated, get back down to baseline, and not have to leave. And, you know, we did the same thing over at Viking Stadium. You know, Frazier was there. They are very instrumental in making sure when we start talking about diversity and inclusion in the Twin Cities, it's just not at their schools. They are going out into the community and making things better for kids like mine, who are one day going to become adults. And so when they invited me to MC their gala, I was just so honored. And so I start calling fellow autism moms and saying, hey, I got a free ticket. You know, who wants to come with me? And we're going to have a table. And I want all my autism mom friends and my autism mom community to be there. And so many of them wanted to come and couldn't. Why? Because they don't have a PCA. They don't have anybody that they trust to take care of their kiddos. And I can sympathize with that because I was there, where people would invite me to something, or, you know, I would have opportunities to come up and I wasn't able to take advantage of them. You know, I had to take a job working 8 p.m. to 4 a.m. because I thought I could never find or have anybody to take care of my kids during the day so that I could work a regular. And this was before COVID, when they got all this technology where you can just do your show from anywhere. You had to be in the studio or on the phone. It was very difficult to do anything otherwise. And so one of my fellow autism moms was like, why are you so tired? Every time I see you, you are exhausted. I said, well, I work 8 p.m. to 4 a.m. And then I sleep in the driveway from 5 a.m. until about 6:30. Sean comes to wake me up, and then I take care of my kids all day. And then I do it all over again the next day because, you know, I don't have anybody to take care of my kids during the day so I can work a regular job. This was before they got in school full time. And she said, girl, you better call these people at Accra Home Care because they can help you with PCA service. And PCA is a personal care services. And I was like, oh, really? She said, yeah, they can help you find somebody, get them in the house. You can use Daniel's waiver to pay these people. It doesn't have to come out of your pocket. And they can take care of making sure these people get paid. They're going to be screening them, making sure they're safe to get them in your house. And I thank God for them because I was able to find Miss Grace and I was able to find Miss Devin. And between the two of go in and work during the day, and I could sleep at night. And I'm going to forever be grateful to Rachel Woodards and her staff over at Accra Home Care. She is joining me on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline, and she is the program director there. Rochelle, thank you so much for being on the Shaletta Show. God bless you. Because, girl, I got my life back. I'm telling you, girl, it's a hole in the wall right now in the garage from where I ran into the house one night. I was so sleepy trying to work overnight and be up with my kids all day, not knowing about the PCA services that Acura Home Care provides.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate and I'm honored to be here with you today. And PCA services really can be life-changing, right?
They can, girl. I'm telling you, my kids are like, Mama, why are you so mad? Hell, I'm tired. I'm worn out. I don't get a break. And to have that trusted PCA come into the house to help me with my special needs children was a game changer. I was able to change my shift at work. I was able to get to the grocery store. I was able to take a break, recharge, and rejuvenate, and be a better mother and caretaker for my children. For those parents or caregivers who are hearing about this for the first time, talk to me about the PCA or personal care services that Acura Home Care provides.
Sure. I'm happy to. So PCA services are they're services that are available to children and adults. They can come in and help with activities of daily living, such as, for example, bathing, grooming, eating, transfers, mobility. There's a list of activities of daily living that PCAs can help with. And we at Acura provide PCA Choice services, which is a self-directed program where families really have a lot of independence in really choosing what's right for them, what's the right PCA for them, what's the schedule that would work best for the family, and really to customize the care to the individual that's receiving the services as well as the family, because it is you know, whoever may be living in the home, whether it's parents of a child or other family members that may be living with somebody who needs PCA services. So we really try to customize and get to know everyone that's involved in putting these services together and supporting, you know, ensuring they're the right services for the person, because they can look very different and very similar depending on what the needs are.
And, you know, I was at a caregiver retreat just a couple of weeks ago in Wisconsin. And I was telling all the autism moms about Acura. And I was just like, girl, look, I might as well have worn an Acura t-shirt and passed out some business cards, because I want them to get that rest. I want them to get that respite that I found and experienced, because it was life changing. Now, I'm getting blown up on my timeline because, Rochelle, the one thing about this show is as people hear things, as we talk about different topics that impact them, they know they can go right to Facebook and Twitter and DM me or put something on my timeline, and I'm going to ask a question. And Nikki and Nicole and Regina and Amy are all like, how can I sign up? Where do I go? Because I need the break.
Sure. Yeah, there's a couple of different ways to get in contact with us, and we're very happy to walk you through the process. So we do have on our website, we've got lots of information about PCA Choice Services and how to get in touch with us. Our website is acrahomecare.org, and Acra is spelled A-C-C-R-A. And it is .org because it is a nonprofit. There's a place there to make referrals or to fill out a form to ask us to contact you. Otherwise, you can contact our PCA navigation team directly. Their phone number is 612-439-9720, or they have their own email as well. It's pcaintake@acracare.org. Those are the best ways to get in touch with us, and we can really walk through how to get an assessment from the county, how to get approved for PCA services. And from start to finish, we're happy to navigate through all of that and get you started with Acura.
Well, Rochelle Woodards, thank you so much for being on the Shaletta Show, talking about the PCA services, the personal care services that ACRA provides. ACRA Home Care has been a game changer for me in my life and in my family, making sure that I have that rest, that respite, that connection with somebody who can come in and provide the help I need so that me, not just my children, so that me and my kids can have a better quality of life. It's 1246. We'll be right back. It's me, Shaletta Brundage, right here on the Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, broadcasting live from St. John's University. It is their homecoming game. They take on the Concordia Cobbers today. My kids are already in their seats, excited for their first big college football game. I am broadcasting live from the athletic director's office. Thank you so much. They have been so kind to me and my family. President Brees and his wife, Carol, and Jim Platton and Mike Carr, the entire St. John's family has just welcomed us with open arms. And we appreciate the kindness. And speaking of kindness, Hy-Vee, one of my company's community partners, I saw this and I'm trying not to cry. Because before the weathermen finished talking about the devastation in Florida, before the storm even finished moving through and doing what hurricanes do, Hy-Vee was preparing their disaster relief 18-wheelers, the semis. And I saw the picture of the caravan of Hy-Vee trucks heading down to Florida to help folks in need. And I was just blown away. Didn't wait for somebody to say, hey, we need this. Didn't wait for a phone call from the governor, didn't wait for the legislation, or they just got the stuff packed up in the 18-wheelers and they start moving to help people in need. And, you know, every time I go to Hy-Vee and go shopping and you know, I'm in the self-checkout, they ask, do you want to round up? And I always say yes, because I know that money is going to a great cause. That money, that few cents that I'm rounding up to is going to fellow Americans in need. And I just had to ask Tina Potthoff. She's the Senior Vice President of Communications for Hy-Vee to join me on the Shaletta Show. And she is here on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Tina, thank you so much for what Hy-Vee does for communities in need. I got to get an update on, you know, what you guys are doing in Florida, how many semis went down there, and what more, if anything, we can do in the Twin Cities to help your efforts.
Thanks a lot, Shaletta. I appreciate being on your show today. Much appreciated. You kind of said it best when you said the storm hadn't even hit Florida and we were already starting to prepare for what we wanted to do next. And that's exactly what we did. We saw that the storm was coming in. We knew it was going to be hitting portions of Florida. Mm-hmm. And we started thinking, what exactly can we do? We knew it was mainly going to be a huge disaster area, a lot of coverage, a lot of land to cover. So what exactly could we do? So we started reaching out to local emergency responders, people that were already nonprofits set up in Florida. And we did end up taking 13 response vehicles. Those include semis. We have a command trailer. We have portable water. We have filtered water. So there's a variety of things, including supplies. And we started our trip to Florida yesterday. So we have 23 employees that are on these this caravan, if you will, heading down to Florida. Should be there by late Sunday. And then we have another crew that's going to end up arriving sometime on Monday.
Girl, I could just cry, because before I could even blink, y'all were getting everything together. What is on those semis? Is it food? Is it supplies? You know, tell me about the relief that Hy-Vee is going to bring to these folks in Florida who need it so much.
Sure, absolutely. You're right. You know, when they pull out and you see that big caravan pull out, it really does send shivers down your spine.
It does.
Because they try and stick together as a caravan going down to Florida. So just to see these trailers that say disaster relief on them, whatever the logo is, it really does send shivers down your spine. So on these semis, we have, obviously we have water because they all need fresh water down there. And then we're actually meeting up with a group called Operation Barbecue Relief. They're actually based out of Kansas City, but they have operations all over the United States. And they, too, will show up and help cook food. So they're going to help us do the cooking, and we're going to help provide the supplies. We've got pork and ground beef. So we'll be helping to feed up to 1 million meals while we're down there. And with the use of the water that we're bringing, they're able to cook, and also the supplies that we're bringing. So we're going to do that. We also have some snacks as well as bottled water. And then also cleaning supplies is what we've packed up to go down there. So quite the effort. And, you know, we'll see where this takes us. It's just going to provide a small dent, right? There's still much need that's down there. But any type of relief we can immediately provide, that's exactly what we want to do.
I just am amazed at how fast you got it together, how fast you got the folks on the ground moving and getting to Florida. We're talking to Tina Potthoff. She is the Senior Vice President of Communications at Hy-Vee. They have deployed their disaster relief fleet to Florida to help provide up to 1 million meals to emergency responders and impacted folks there. And, you know, Tina, I've got to ask, what more can we do here in the Twin Cities? We've got about a minute to before we have to go. And I know you've got to run because y'all have so much to do at Hy-Vee to help these folks in Florida. But, you know, I know whenever I'm there, you know, they ask if we want to round up to help out.
Yep,
but is there anything more we can do, girl?
Well, I think the biggest thing is we do a lot of things throughout the year to help others in need. And we do raise money for the Red Cross. We'll be raising money for them come November. This month, we're raising money for food banks. And all that money does stay local. So certainly we want to take care of the people in Florida. But there's also a lot of need that's still here within our own hometowns. So when you're asked to add up, even if it's just a couple cents, it really does make a huge difference. It does stay local. And it helps those in need in our community, right? Because we got to be strong to help those that are around us. So that's just something to put in there. If you're asked to round up for food banks, be sure to do that because you are helping out people in need. And like I said, when we're all strong, then we can help those that are having a weak moment.
I tell you, outstanding, outstanding. Tina, thank you so much for being here and the work that Hy-Vee does to help folks. They ain't even y'all customers. Y'all just care. And I can't say enough how proud I am to be partnered with you. Y'all stick around. We've got more of the Shaletta Show coming up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.